Today we're talking with Kelly Jackson from Lac du Flambeau. She's the statewide tribal liaison for DOT. Did I get that right?
You got that correct.
Kelly, tell me about, in your view, what this agreement has meant to the tribes and what the potential is.
Well, honestly, the partnership agreement is a unique opportunity to affirm the relationship between tribal governments and the state of Wisconsin, in that it's a recognition that there's a unique sovereign status with all of the governments in Wisconsin, the 11 federally recognized tribes. The partnership agreement sets a framework that tells us how to work cooperatively together on everything from transportation initiatives to education, safety, and otherwise. So it's a document that provides some guidance. It creates a task force of tribal representatives who work with DOT staff, liaisons, and management, and create policy and other initiatives that enhance that relationship as well. So that task force was created as a result of the partnership agreement. The partnership agreement also established the tribal liaisons program, so to speak. So there are points of contact in each of the regions for tribal governments, and there are also, of course, the statewide tribal liaisons, which, of course, I am one of those.
We heard, like, Chairman Frank and Chairman Molson talk about, you know, what they would like to see on their reservations. I guess where the rubber meets the road, do you think our tribal members going to actually be able to see concrete or asphalt benefits of this agreement? Is this something that, you know, tribal members will be able to look at and say, yeah, this cooperation with the state actually turns out to be a good thing?
Honestly, I have to say that I think that the cooperative projects have already resulted in some positive turnouts for tribal members to see the visual impacts from road improvements and educational programs. So absolutely, I think the agreement does that for tribal communities. I think you'll see more so in the safety initiatives. You'll find that the first of its kind really is safety audits in tribal communities. It helps identify the key characters in designing roads that are meeting safety initiatives for tribal communities. And that's a very real, tangible result that tribal members and community members in tribal communities will benefit from.
Yeah, and how important is it for the accident statistics now to be shared between the tribes and the state in terms of making safety enhancements?
Sharing safety data and information is really the cornerstone to helping address key safety issues. So without the data, we're not able to create design plans that enhance safety features within transportation lines. So it's very critical, understanding the unique relationship with the Menominee Nation and the state of Wisconsin, in that they are not a Public Law 280 tribe, and they really do have unique jurisdiction over all of the data and have reserved that information in order to protect their communities and specifically identification information. So this partnership created a mechanism to develop a confidentiality agreement that allows the tribe to share the data while still retaining certain rights over that information so it's not distributed widely. And that has resulted in long-term safety planning, which is kind of the next step after conducting a road safety audit.
Kelly Jackson with DOT. Miigwech.
Miigwech. Thank you very much for joining us today.